A popular Outcast production.
I guess we'll get started. So, hello, listeners.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 36 of the Girls and Girls podcast.
Dang.
36.
30 whole six.
That's a lot of numbers.
Yes, actually, that is a lot.
I'm almost as old as this podcast.
I am as old as this podcast.
Bill's older.
Yeah. Bill is older. I'm way younger.
Shut up, Ashley.
Yeah. You're not even 26.
I am not.
So, today, we have a special guest. Someone who I don't believe has ever even listened to the podcast, so that's interesting.
Why didn't you?
We'll get into that. Okay. Co-host of the Portable Power podcast and older brother of me, Aislinn, Mark Matters.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, girls.
We should also mention.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. we should also mention
ladies.
We're doing this on Skype.
Yeah, we should also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the room with us.
He's in California?
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely Sacramento, California.
Woo. Hmm. I keep Sacramento's weather in my weather app, and every once in a while, I just like to look at what kind of weather you're having and curse your name.
Yeah, well, at the same time, it hasn't rained in 6 months, and our river looks like a stream, so there's that.
Yeah, I heard that, like, farmers, like, farms and stuff don't have water.
Yeah, it's potentially, like, devastating, like, the asparagus crop right now and anything else moving forward this year, so.
It means asparagus is going to get crazy expensive.
Probably.
It's actually on sale right now at Giant.
I know, right? Sorry.
But it's funny, I keep you guys' weather in my weather app, too, so I can
see all the snow
so he
that
can laugh at us.
No one's
you know
getting.
What, though? I yeah, miss snow, and I might be romanticizing winter weather.
Maybe a little.
I love winter.
Yeah, I like winter,
I
too.
Love snow. Like, I get excited when it snows. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least nice to look at. I don't know, when you have to go to work in it every day, it's not as much fun.
Yeah, no, not really. Yeah. We lost a car last year that way. Stupid snow.
Yeesh.
Meh.
I try not to drive in it as much as possible.
Yep. My job doesn't often require me to leave the house.
Me either.
Ha, Ashley's the only one with a real job.
I'm the one who gets stuck going into work when it snows because I only live 10 minutes away.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least you don't live far.
Yeah, but that means when it snows or anything, I'm the one who has to be there.
Yeah.
So yep. I don't get off. Yeah, you know.
Ooh, that's gotta suck.
Sometimes.
So, I did mention that, Mark, you, have you listened to any of our episodes?
Okay. I have listened to 3 episodes now.
Oh, snap.
I chose them by the topics.
Fair enough.
It was in preparation for this episode, though. So
right.
it wasn't before that, because... there are certain things you don't want to hear your little sister talk about, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's I you completely know. Understand. There are moments I listen to Portable Power, and I'm just like,
yeah, it's okay. There are plenty of those moments I listen to Portable Power and go, but I listened to a couple this week just to kind of get a feel for all 3 of you, and I don't know. You know, I've been married for almost 10 years now, and I know a lot about... that woman, but I don't know a lot about women, so I just kind of wanted to see where all you guys' heads were at, you know.
I'm gonna say we're probably
racist.
Not well, we're I mean we're you can't really say anything racist against us because you're white and we're white, so that
no
work.
It's a joke about women are a different race, but it wasn't funny.
Ha cha cha.
Mars and Venus. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Two totally different planets.
Got it.
Set book. Anyway.
Which episodes did you listen to?
I listened to, let's see, I'm trying to remember the titles. One was called Women's Rights-ish. And I understand why, because there's about 5 minutes of women's rights.
Yeah, sometimes we get off of our intended topics.
I do want to try that one again, because I've done a lot of research.
Okay, well, maybe next time we record, we can hit that.
I've been working on that.
There was another one I listened to about, like, it was like, you guys talked about all kinds of pop culture stuff. I think there was like Doctor Who and all kinds of stuff in there.
That happens almost every episode.
I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Yeah, totally Ashley's fault. I'm wearing a Jack Sparrow t-shirt right now.
He's very cute.
Whatever.
Have you guys listened to the most recent episode of Portable Power?
I listened to it today. I don't think they've ever listened. They're not so much into the video games.
Sorry.
So, is that why is that?
Why are we not into video games?
Yeah.
I don't have much time for it. With my job and everything, I usually come home and.
You were playing Animal Crossing for a while, and Skyrim. You've played Skyrim.
Yeah, I do remember Bill saying something on his podcast about you playing many, many hours a day of Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah. I used to play it, like, pretty constantly just because I've got very obsessed with it. Very picky about video games that I like.
Yeah, yeah.
I only like certain kinds. Like, I really liked Skyrim. Played Sims.
I forgot you love The Sims.
That's very similar to my wife, Natalie. She doesn't really play games, but when a new Sims game comes out, she turns into, like, that guy on South Park, the big fat guy that plays World of Warcraft. That's like her, like in the first month of a new Sims game.
Oh, God. So.
No, I can see that. I have a lot of the expansions for Sims 3.
You would. Yeah. Is she still really into Cooking Mama?
You know what? She didn't. She played it for like a week.
Oh.
She wasn't big into it. I don't know.
Yeah, my 3DS has been dead for well over a month.
Yeah,
I have
been in your house so many times and seen you so many times, and I have not street passed you since Christmas.
Because it's not a travesty.
It is a travesty.
It's not charged.
Well,
I mean, I literally just have to hook it up to power. I just haven't done it. God.
I threatened to turn it into the popular outcast.
You should have just taken her 3DS when yours got stolen.
I should have.
Whoa, now.
You guys were sharing it when you first got it.
I don't like to share with Bill.
You're not even using it.
That's how we get her to use it. I tell her I'm going to start using it.
It's like what you do to like kids or dogs. It's like, oh, I'm gonna take this. You're not using it.
No, it's my favorite thing now.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't think I shared the comic, but I found one a while ago. I forget who it was by, but it was a duck and a duckling. And the duck is trying to teach the duckling how to read. And it's like, see, you know, you put these letters together and they make sounds and makes words and, you know, words for things. And the kid's like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And then the next panel is the duck with their smartphone saying like, yeah, you fling the birds at the pigs and, you know, it knocks the blocks down. And the kid's like, this is all I want to do for the rest of my life. I was like, that is so true.
Yep.
I try, you know,
kids are not going to know how to write in the next couple of years. Have you been like looking at this?
They don't even
teach cursive anymore.
Yeah, well, that kind of boggles my mind, because how are you going to sign for things? I mean,
I think the whole thing is they think that everything is going to be online, so mark online, you don't really sign anything.
Yeah. Soon it's just going to, everybody's carrying, you know, like in the olden days in like Little House on the Prairie, they carried like tablets with like chalkboards. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be like tablets, but it's going to be like iPads, and that's all you're going to have.
That's crazy.
I think it's sad.
I'm just assuming. I haven't done any research.
I did see one article on it where it was like they just talked to like one doctor who allegedly, I guess, did some kind of study, and he was just like, yeah, you know, with like the swiping motion, kids aren't like learning how to like properly grip pencils and stuff, and you know, the introduction of smartphones and tablets is, you know, keeping kids from learning how to like write and draw.
My niece is only like a year and a couple months. She's like 14 months. She already knows how to work an iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, she already knows what direction to hold, like, my phone to, like, hold it up. And, like, she's like, oh, this is how you take a picture. And she, like, held it up. She's like, call dad. And I'm like, what?
Stop it.
What my friend's daughter
14 months.
Knows how to go to the YouTube app and go scroll down to the pets section of YouTube and watch pets videos. She is one. Wow. So that's, yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I think maybe people in the Middle Ages were like, ugh, nobody's going to know how to lance anybody anymore in a few years. Like, ugh, it's terrible. Like,
yeah,
I don't
know.
Things, it is weird and it's startling to us, but I mean, you might not need to write anymore in the future. I don't know. It's weird to think about it like that, but.
Yeah, you might not need to write.
Yeah, but that's almost like losing an art form, though. I mean, it is. Calligraphy, I mean, that's an art form.
It is. And we learned it in art class.
It's going to be gone.
I did not learn it in art class.
Yeah.
You didn't take the right kind of art class.
I wasn't popular enough.
Oh, whatever. Well,
it's like anything. It's like developing film. That's not going to be a thing soon.
That's like not a thing unless you buy your own supplies.
Unless you're Quentin Tarantino.
Right. Well, exactly. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like Walmart, Target, like any of the 1-hour photo places, they don't take film anymore.
Yeah.
They just print out your pictures on a crappy freaking printer that you could get yourself at Staples.
Yeah, those things are awful.
I have one of those. Well, I used to have one of those. I think I gave it to Tom. Bill's son. Because it matched his camera or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I bet he's used it for like 5 times and
seen it since. Well, yeah. It looks pretty on a shelf. As does most of his things.
So you guys, you get a crap ton of downloads. I think you're the most popular podcast on the Popular Outcast Network.
We are the most popular outcasts.
So, are you in contact much with any of your listeners?
A few here and there. There's one girl in particular that keeps in a lot of contact with us, and she's actually carried over to my podcast, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice lady. She's really one of the only people that we don't know that regularly interacts with us. Okay. Everybody else, like, we pretty much know personally. It's like a friend or a friend of a friend kind of thing.
So do you have any idea, like, I don't know how to ask this question. Like, I don't know, I guess, like, demographics, like, ages, or, like, who's listening at all?
I don't know, but I would love to find out.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's really no way unless they're interacting back to know, I suppose. Right.
Yeah, because you can't see like who likes your page on Facebook. I mean, unless there's something I'm missing where you can view the people that like you.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I did recently find out. I was very surprised that some of the teenagers that come to the open mic apparently listen to our podcast because they called us out on criticizing their acts a little bit. Too harshly.
Oh, shoot.
We did.
In a very joking manner. He was a good sport about it.
You know what? Kevin has told me about some of these acts that you speak of, and you have every right to criticize them.
They're growing, you know? They're teenage boys.
Sure. You know what? When I was in high school, I didn't know crap. You know?
We thought
it was cool to call people faggots. You know?
Yeah.
So did totally. We also thought we knew everything. So yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't blame them for thinking that 16-year-old girls that are sexual prime, but because that's what you think when you're 18. But yeah.
Yeah.
They'll learn.
Yeah. And they're good kids. We love them. I don't know if you guys listen, but I put a preface on the last episode where I was like, Ben, I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time. You are actually really talented and we enjoy you. I was like, don't let us discourage you from having fun.
Yep.
We're just a bunch of drunk girls sitting in a room talking to the internet.
But yeah, I know.
Although
it's
I think
girls
now
and
you're the only one drinking. Sorry.
I am the only one. Oh, you actually have.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
It's a Bill Russell in a bottle.
Well, when you opened it, did that.
Yeah. Well, I opened it at home and dumped a little out and just put the vodka in, so it still has a little.
You dumped it out? You didn't actually drink it?
Nah. I don't usually drink soda.
I don't either.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I'm the only one.
But yeah, I think we do have guys and girls like equally listen to us because
yeah.
Any comments that we get on the blog, like we've gotten them from guys and from girls. So I mean,
yeah, we've got anything from like, you know, 16 to 18 year old kids up to like people in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah. I don't think it's anyone older than that. But.
Yeah, I don't think anybody like our parents' age is listening. Yeah.
I know that
my aunt did for a while, but I don't think she does.
I know
Ashley's mom did for a while too, and that was fun.
She's back listening.
Hi, Mrs. Dyer.
Hi, Mom.
So, what kinds of things do you get a lot of feedback on? Any particular topic or anything like that?
I got feedback from a couple people about the whole photography thing that I was.
Oh yeah,
like, my wedding picture thing. Like, I got a couple different photographers messaged me back about that and said that they were on my side. And I had another guy got back about when I was talking about serving and like when I was bitching about like getting stiffed and stuff at tables, and he commented about the restaurant he worked at and this shit happens to him too. But then we get comments from like Sarah. She said this girl Sarah, she usually comments on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think she actually is on podcasts that she might have mentioned us on.
Oh, nice.
On her podcast. Yeah, it was right around the time that we peaked around Christmas, too.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure if maybe that had something to do with it.
I'm still wondering what that spike was from.
Yeah, that was like a 4-episode
spike
in downloads.
Our spike in downloads went up like 1,000%. We went from like maybe 400 an episode to like 4,000.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to ask Jeff yet, but he found a list of all of the tags that people were finding the Popular Outcast through.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking that maybe we could do that for us, because that would maybe give us an insight.
Yeah.
See what people are searching to find us.
I've been listening to some of the older Popular Outcast episodes, and what was the one? It was like Slenderman Wallpaper.
Yes.
They found you by searching Slenderman Wallpaper.
Yeah. I can show you guys how to do that then.
Oh, I was talking about that last night. You didn't even bring it up.
Oh, there was something, some kind of like anime porn or something too.
Minecraft anime porn.
Yes, that was
really.
The other one.
I think those three words should be tags in every podcast on the network.
Right. We just need to have a podcast that is Minecraft anime porn.
My God, like listenership would just skyrocket.
I agree.
Well,
I think I'm just a word too. Sorry.
I'm positive that a lot of people download us because of our name.
Oh, girls my gosh. Girls. When I saw...
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren.
We would have like 10,000 downloads or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, half of these people were just expecting a live recording of two chicks going at it.
Yeah. Probably.
Yep. That was because we were on the front page of iTunes, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we had...
Yeah.
And it was bright green, and people were like, "Oh, it's green, and it says girls on girls. Lesbian action. Yep. Cool."
Right. Totally not. Like, if you read the description, not at all.
Exactly.
And we usually say it at the beginning of most of our episodes. At the beginning.
We've kind of quit doing introductions. We're just like, "Hey, what's up? You know what you're listening to. We're going to talk now."
Yeah.
We got lazy. We should stop being lazy and actually, like, introduce ourselves.
Okay.
I don't care.
Whatever.
It's pretty awesome, though, that you guys, this, you know, hallowed day, you know, took the time to record a podcast.
Yes, it is the Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
You know what else it is, though,
I don't
right?
even know who's playing.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Today is Groundhog Day?
Yeah, February 2nd.
Oh.
Did you guys also hear what happened?
What?
Who died?
Yeah.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman died today, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's very sad.
Wow. Allegedly, the cops found him with a needle in his arm this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was only 46.
Yeah. That's a bummer. He was very talented.
I liked him.
Huh.
I honestly can't remember many films he was in, but I remember enjoying his performance.
I always remember him most from Boogie Nights.
Big Lebowski.
He had a crush on Dirk Diggler.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I forgot about that movie. Because Jeff was asking me, because he was like, "I can't picture this guy. What was he in?" I was like, "He was in Patch Adams.
Happiness.
Oh, no."
We had to watch it in like high school biology. That's the only way I ever saw Patch Adams.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't even remember him in that movie.
Yeah, he was Patch's college roommate. He was like really uptight, know-it-all guy that was all pissed off that like, yeah.
He was great.
Well, he was Capote in
Yes, he was. Capote. Oh my god. I used to stare at that poster all the time in the back of the theater employee lounge.
Yeah.
Fucking on the wall there. Mm. That and Milk with Sean Penn.
Yeah. It's amazing how much I know about movies I've never seen.
Right?
I haven't seen either of those, but...
So that runs in the family with you and Aislinn?
Oh, shoot. Ooh. Why? What do you mean?
I'm just a well of useless knowledge like that.
Oh, God, yes.
I am.
If we play Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your friend? Yes! Yep. Oh, my God. Next time we're in the same town, we should just go wreck a pop trivia night.
Oh, my God.
I don't always do well, but last time I did, I just got stares. Like, who is this thing?
Yeah. Oh, man. There was one time my friend Kim, like, I wasn't doing anything on New Year's Eve, so she invited me over to her family's New Year's Eve party, and we ended up playing, like, one of those games, like, you don't know Jack, or, one of those trivia games. And, like, her family got so mad at her. They're like, you brought in a ringer! What is this?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember playing any trivia with you, and I'm like, nope, done. I give up.
Oh God, because we own the Nickelodeon trivia game.
Oh, that was so bad
at our house, and
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, it is, and it's in my closet at my house. And I would have won if it. I forget why. I think like Sam ended up winning of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, on some kind of minor technicality. Like, he just rolled better, like, so he got to move more spaces.
Yeah. And I was pretty pissed because I'm like, I grew up in the 90s.
This is bullcrap.
And I suck at all this.
You barely grew up in the 90s. Just like I barely grew up in the 80s.
Yeah. I was 10 in 2000.
Pardon me.
That was you?
That was me.
I thought that was just Bill making a surprise appearance.
Nope. Aislinn has the best burps.
Yeah. I do. That's
another thing that runs in the family, then.
Yes.
She has impressive belches.
I do. Well, right now I'm drinking A&W root beer with Kraken spiced rum. So
yeah,
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Emrys of Portable Power Podcast had to give me a talking to after one episode because I was burping too much.
A talking to.
I like Emrys. I've talked to him like two or three times now in person. And
I've been doing a podcast with him for almost a year and I've never met him in person.
Oh, yeah, because he was still in Chicago when you were here.
He was in Chicago until recently, yeah. And before that, like, our paths just didn't cross. He was always just Kevin's mysterious friend that I would hear about.
Yeah, but, I've talked to him a couple times, and last open mic night, we high-fived. It was cool.
He is a cool dude.
No, I like doing it. I like our relationship.
Oh. It's hot in here.
We're all just like, sigh.
Ah, Emrys.
He's so dreamy. He didn't wear a bandana this time, which was nice.
That's good.
Yeah, before he was wearing like sweatpants and a track jacket and a bandana. And I'm like, you look homeless.
Yeah.
He's funny though. Like I enjoy when he gets up there, and Kevin's been pretty good too.
Did they both go this most recent time?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the videos then.
I'm not sure if it's an act, but Kevin has this like very, very nervous guy thing that he does.
Oh. And, well, it could go either way.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure if it's an act, but like this time he got up there. And he took the mic, and the first thing is, like, so lately I've been thinking about torture. I don't even remember the rest of it, because that was a long open mic night. Bill clued me into something that has made me really self-conscious to go back to open mics now.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
He told me that apparently
Let's not talk about it.
We're talking about it, Bill.
Okay, fine.
You can cut it out later if fair you want enough to. Apparently, performers, to see if their jokes are landing, look at me because I'm not an easy laugh.
Oh.
Whereas, like, Bill and Kelsey laugh at fucking anything.
Yeah.
They're, like, cracking up if somebody just says the word, like, pudding. See?
See?
And look at Bill.
Why pudding?
I don't know.
Pudding is a fun word.
It is.
Pudding.
Stop. Damn it, you're misproving my point. Knock it off.
Pudding pop.
Bill nope. Cosby. No, but apparently, like, I'm not an easy laugh, so Bill has said a handful of performers have said to him that they look at, like, me and our table of strong ladies to see if we're laughing at the jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's what we are. Cool. I like that.
Yeah, we're like the tough girls in the back.
I like that.
Well, yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
We're quiet and mysterious.
People don't know their boundaries sometimes, you know, and there can be that fine line between, you know, I'm obviously talking about chicks in a sarcastic tone, and I'm obvious, or, you know, or the other, which is what tends to be the case sometimes. I don't know, mm-hmm. but yeah.
So now I'm just like, I'm gonna wear like a mask or a burqa or something to the next open mic so they can't see if I'm laughing.
I'm gonna move my scarf like up over my head, and my mouth.
That would be the most intimidating thing in the world if you all.
It's just gonna be my eyes.
You all were just there in burkas, so they could just see your eyes. That'd be awful.
Jeff said, "I told Jeff judgy this, eyes. And he said I should sit in the middle of the room and do like the Caesar thing, do the thumbs up or thumbs down." It's like your the jokes Joaquin do Phoenix. Not please me.
None for you.
That'd be awesome.
What's going on?
I brought that up so you could plug her as well.
Oh. Okay, we can do that later because that's a lot to read right now.
Fair enough.
Maybe we can just put that like in the on the Facebook post.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of Facebook posts, we never posted last week.
Yeah.
And we never took a picture with Justin either.
We. Oh crap! We didn't, did we?
We're horrible people.
We are assholes, Justin. We are sorry.
We are great at. Getting here and recording, but any kind of social media, we're
look at this. I'm great. Like I brought all of this.
There's
food.
So much. I'm gonna take a picture of all this food, and that can be the cover image for this episode.
I didn't eat all day, so
well that's
I brought all of the food.
Why?
I was busy. I was working. Oh, and I overslept.
Oh, well,
and then went to work, and then
that kind of makes.
We're
sense.
Gonna have Justin on again, so we'll get a picture in that time.
We definitely need to have him on again.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to take a picture with you, because...
Photoshop.
Yep, Photoshop.
Yeah, I just took a picture of the food. We can just, like, edit Mark's face, like, superimpose it over the food or something. I don't know.
You're just going to be a floating head over the guacamole.
Yeah.
Bill, I've been watching the Audacity file, and there are a handful of football-related volume spikes here. I don't know if they're going to show up in the audio, but you might need to look
heard
for those.
One a couple minutes ago. It sounded either like Edgar was outside the door or something is going on elsewhere.
I'm honestly the farthest point in the house from the football, and it's just it's that good.
It's a good game then.
Good game.
I assume.
They're playing American football or is this?
Yes, yeah. It is the American football.
It's the American version. The Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
right. You really should watch it for the commercials because
I have watched. I'm totally kidding.
I can just watch those on YouTube later.
Yeah, there was a really cool Captain America commercial.
Oh snap! For Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
That's cool.
I still haven't seen the first Captain America or either Thor or the Avengers. I'm a terrible person. I know.
Fine.
I've seen all the Iron Mans.
I won't recommend them to you because then I know you won't watch them.
Because I'm a hipster like that.
Yeah. They're terrible. Nobody likes them.
I have every intent on watching them. It's just I get involved in TV shows and I have so very little time to watch TV by myself.
I'm running out of TV shows.
Right now, I just like shotgunned the entire series of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in a month and now I've moved on to Angel.
That. Is that on Netflix?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's my next one.
You should watch Oddities too. It's really fun.
I have watched Oddities.
I heard that's like Pawn Stars for goth kids.
Kind of.
I really like it though.
It's just creepy stuff. It's pretty cool.
another human hands and stuff like that,
like skeletons.
There's the one
like morbid curiosities.
Yeah, one where they wanted him to find an entire monkey,
a monkey skeleton. Oh yeah, skull, monkey head.
Yeah,
interesting.
Because they just collect odd things.
There was a shop.
Was it the entire skeleton?
No, no, it was just the head. That was a different one. The organ. Yeah. That was for the organ grinder.
There was a shop in Philadelphia for a while. That I think it may have even been called Morbid Curiosities, that sold stuff like that. They sold like all kinds of like taxidermied animals and like weird things. Like they had an antique mortician's makeup kit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, that's actually kind of awesome, and I sort of want that, but I'm so afraid to even ask how much that is.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool
There's
show.
One where they were selling a guy's tattoo.
Yeah. A chick walks in with a jar. It was a little jar. With a piece of flesh in it with a tattoo on it.
When the guy died, he wanted his tattoo to be preserved.
I've thought about that, too. Just like, you know, cut off my skin, you know, dry it, frame it.
No. It's so pretty. Though, right? It should stay forever.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's some pretty heavy scarification taking off all that skin.
Yeah.
Not into that.
Ew.
Yeah.
You just need that. What's that Japanese movie where they do that suicide circle, I think? They just use like a plane that you use for like shaping wood.
I don't know.
God. Didn't see that one.
Everybody's dying now.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
No, I have not. That sounds so bad.
It's interesting. The movie starts with a whole like line of schoolgirls like singing on the side of a subway platform. And
oh,
then
Battle Royale?
No.
No.
That's how that starts.
Yeah, that's how Battle Royale starts. Like, they're a bunch of girls on like a train platform, and then they all jump in front of the train.
You are getting your movies mixed up.
Am I?
Yep.
I was pretty sure.
Bill Shore, too. Well.
I will arm wrestle you all to the death.
It's going to be a fight to the IMDb pretty soon.
As unlikely
well,
as
that's going to be hard to look up on IMDb.
Really. Wait, what movie did you say it was, Mark?
Sorry?
What movie did you say that was where they were all lined up?
It's called Suicide Circle or Suicide Club.
I saw that. He's right.
Yeah.
That wasn't Battle Royale.
I don't know.
All the kid, like, it was really popular in Japan or wherever it was for people to kill themselves.
Yeah, basically,
that
was
the newest thing.
It was a really weird movie.
Yeah,
and
I saw that a long time ago.
I think there was like a pop group that was promoting suicide and getting the idea in everyone's heads.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe I just got that confused because I had a roommate for a while that was really into Japanese movies and he probably watched them both on the same day, and I just kind of came in and out. Yeah. And
I was into like, Japanese horror movies for a couple months.
I think the only Japanese movie I saw was I Am a Cyborg, but that's okay.
Well, no, it's fine. Okay.
And I'm not even 100% sure if it was Japanese.
I've got like crazy spider arms. I can like reach around. And
thank you.
We're talking about like so many different things.
It's fine. Bill wanted a drink. I'm sorry.
It's my fault. My bad.
It's cool.
How dare you
get your shit together,
drink,
Bill?
This is so gonna be edited.
Nope,
not allowed.
We're gonna be the popular outcast and leave everything in.
Let it go.
Everything stays.
Right.
I really like these chips.
Blue corn.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay,
anyway.
That part out.
Yeah, that was that was just nonsense.
Our whole podcast is nonsense.
Oh God, tell me about it.
Nonsense.
Well, your whole life, maybe.
That's what I said. My whole life is nonsense.
Anyway. So we've got a little over 20 minutes left. Mark, you had some intended topics. Did you want to try to hit those?
Well, you know. Maybe. I don't care. It's your show. Like, I was just trying to think if I didn't have anything to talk about, what can I talk about? And the only thing I know really anything about is video games.
Right. And you're with but like two, we're like two of, on two.
Right.
That's all right. I enjoy listening to video games and I enjoy watching people play video games, but I'm just so bad at them. I don't play them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, being it's the Girls on Girls podcast and my podcast is
the Sausage Fest podcast.
It's true.
I thought it'd be...
The entire network is the Sausage Fest podcast.
Kind of is.
Sound of Life has a female co-host. I don't know if they're still even
releasing
anything.
How does that make
anything?
It any better?
All right. Never so mind. We might be the only podcast with regular ladies on.
Yeah. Well, I was just, you know, might be cool to talk about popular gaming heroines and maybe whether or not they're actually good role models.
That's interesting.
Too heavy?
Talking to Jeff today, actually, they touched a little bit on women in video games with their guest Heather today, which that episode won't be out for like two more weeks.
Two or three more weeks.
When does ours come out? This Tuesday?
This one we're recording right now? Tuesday. So okay. 2 days from now.
Cool.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Bill's got his work cut out for him. But, I guess they touched on, I don't want to give too much away. Jeff just gave me some bare bone stuff, but they touched on, Princess Peach. Like, she finally gets her own game, and what are her powers? Emotions.
Wait, what?
The Super Princess about? Peach game for like 3DS.
She has an umbrella.
Ooh. What a power.
That's her power.
But like,
she's got
I guess
a parasol and a pretty skirt. Oh, what else do you want?
Every fucking time that I play any Mario game, nobody wants to be Peach. It's a constant fuck you, Peach. Is normally what people are saying the entire time. Because that character
depends
is a
on
cheater.
What, it depends on what game you're playing with Peach.
She's only been in a handful of them, but I got Super Mario 3D World. First thing I did, bam, Princess Peach. She floats.
Come
on.
Does.
I used to be
She's
Peach
so
on Mario Party.
Slow at running, though. It makes me so angry because Jeff and I will play, and I'll be Peach, and he'll be Luigi, and he's like just darting off, and I was like, wait, I'm going to get trapped in a bubble and get left behind.
Well, it's all a balancing issue, you know. Yeah. They have to nerf each character somewhere.
I know.
He's slow. Have you unlocked Rosalina?
Jeff did. I haven't played.
She's awesome.
I heard.
She's a tank, but yeah.
Yeah.
She's good.
Peach, her powers in like Smash Brothers are kind of...
I hate her in Smash Brothers. And I also hate her in Mario Kart.
Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
She's too light in Mario Kart, so she gets knocked around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. She's terrible to play with, and she's terrible to play against.
I've never actually played Mario Party, though. You have experience with that.
Dude, I have a lot of experience with Mario Party.
I love Mario Party.
One of the only games that we actually play.
I have it on the GameCube next door.
Yeah. It's good. Next time you guys come over, we should Mario Party.
I think totally. Mario Party 8 on GameCube.
Seven. No,
7?
8's for the Wii.
Okay, so it's 7.
8 and 9 are on the Wii.
Yeah.
6 and 7.
Mark, you would know.
I actually I haven't played a Mario Party since the very first one.
Oh, really?
Wow.
What console was that for N64?
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun, but it's a controller brain game. You have to do all these crazy things that, like, rack out your buttons and in your joysticks and stuff, and I'm the guy that cleans his controllers with a toothbrush, like shiny, pretty pristine.
Oh God.
So I can't be wiggling my joysticks till they're wobbly.
Right.
Yeah, we really did go through a lot of controllers with the. I think it was the GameCube. Yeah, we went through a lot of GameCube
the one that
controllers.
Had, like, wait, was it the GameCube or the N64 that has like the awkward joystick in the middle?
That's the N64.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, our GameCube, there was like the keypad on one side and a joystick on the other.
Okay.
We were like, freaking wore the joysticks out.
Nice. Yeah.
So
it was
Peach,
fun.
You don't think Peach is a...
I don't like
positive
Peach.
Role model.
No, not really. She's,
not so much.
She's got the damsel in distress thing down pretty pat. You know,
yeah. I mean, if that's what you're going for,
I don't,
women's rights. Yeah,
I don't feel like she can hold her own. You know,
yeah. Although I did set up a 4-player computer versus computer match in Smash the other day, just because I was eating and wanted something to watch, and Peach won a couple times.
Oh, nice! Who'd you pit her against?
I don't know. I set them all to random.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Fair enough.
What about Zelda though?
Zelda
on that spectrum.
Zelda is definitely better than Peach. She does have a toughness edge to her, especially with the Sheik persona.
Right.
She's got all that like ninja stealthiness and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys are just like, okay.
I never played this whole.
That's cool. Well, Zelda has...
I thought that was a boy, but wait, I'm thinking of Link.
Link is the boy, yes. Yeah.
Link is the boy. Zelda's the girl.
I love Zelda. He's my favorite character.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if Zelda was a girl?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, and she's usually perceived as the brains because mm-hmm. they have the Triforce of wisdom, power, and courage.
And she's wisdom.
And right. But above that, like in Wind Waker, she's like a leader of a pirate gang. And in Spirit Tracks, I think it's Spirit Tracks, one of the DS games, she's actually like your companion for a great portion of the game. And she's dead. And she uses her spirit to like possess.
Yeah. Statues. Yeah, I think it is Spirit Tracks. It's been a while since I played that. I got mad at the game because I was trying to collect all the rabbits and some of them were too hard to get, so I just kind of rage quit.
I don't even remember that.
It was an alternate thing. Like, you would pass by certain things when you were like traveling between places on the train, and like if you saw a rabbit, mm-hmm. like you tap the rabbit and it would go into a little mini game where you had like so many seconds to catch the rabbit.
Oh, okay.
There was like 40 of them. Ugh. Yeah. I always rage quit over like the little side quests. Because if I can't 100% it, what is the point? No.
Yeah, gamers.
No, we're not even that bad. It's fine. Oh. But as far as Nintendo goes, I'm going to have to say Samus is pretty much the top rung of female role modeling.
For sure. She is my favorite video game character of all time.
What's that from?
Metroid. She's the one in like the big bulky suit that shoots lasers out of her arm.
Oh.
Yep, that's a girl in there.
Yeah, I didn't
know
that.
She has a really cool suit.
Yeah, I love the suit. And I have mixed feelings on the Zero suit because wedge heels, really? Really?
Yeah.
Nobody can properly fight in those.
No.
They always put female, especially in video games and like comic books, the females are always in slinky little.
Yeah. But like that was the one like really great thing about Samus is that like she wore the armor. She wasn't like trying to be sexy all the time.
Right.
I mean, unless you want to count
warrior.
The ending.
At the end of every single Metroid game.
Where she's like, oh my god, she's in her underpants. Oh my god. Or a bikini, yeah. I'm not sure. Poor graphics. But, you know.
Yeah.
But that was,
you know.
That was a big thing, though, because throughout the instruction manual for the 86 Metroid, they referred to Samus as a he the whole way. And then you beat the game, you get to the end, Samus takes off the armor. It's a girl!
Oh my gosh. That's funny. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's... She's definitely, I like her. She's strong. She's silent. Yeah. She can definitely hold her own. She kicks some butt. And she's loosely, the whole Metroid world and Samus are loosely based on the Alien movie.
Alien.
The original. Mm-hmm. With Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, that just makes me like it even more. Because Sigourney Weaver is pretty awesome in Alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys like, were
whatever
about Laura.
No clue what you're talking about.
What?
It's all right.
I have mixed feelings on Lara Croft.
Yeah, I tend to think about Lara Croft based on what she can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's fit. She's strong. She whatever. But at the same time, like much the presentation of Lara Croft is the issue.
Like the tiny little like tank top half shirt and the short shorts and then hiking boots for some reason.
She's a two.
Well, she's got to need something for traction.
She also needs something to cover her legs from like mosquito bites and shit in the jungle.
That's usually helpful.
I think in the
poison ivy.
One, she's dressed a little more sensibly.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I haven't played it. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I remember like seeing a cover for the game. I haven't played Tomb Raider since like PlayStation 1.
I think she actually wears pants now.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I can't.
There aren't many guy characters that they really doll up like that I can Mm-mm. think of. It's like, you know,
Robin.
I don't know, but
Robin
at the same time,
count. Who's
Robin from the 1960s Batman show?
Yes, Burt Ward as Robin.
Have you ever heard them talk about Burt Ward's penis?
What?
No.
They had to, like, do certain angles and stuff a lot of the time, because apparently, like, you can see his penis in those little shorts, and
nice.
The sense of it was a little on edge.
Why didn't he tuck?
Well, I mean,
he didn't want to make it look like he had no penis.
Who knows?
I mean, there's ways of wearing, like, a Speedo or something underneath.
Yeah.
You don't think they'd think ahead
hindsight.
Of that instead of...
Hindsight, Ashley.
Anyway.
Build your time machine and go back and fix it.
All right, sir, I need to fix your penis.
We're still going to be talking about it 60 years from now.
Just so you know. These are Speedos.
Oh, God, Ashley. Yeah, I can't... Man, I guess maybe, like, the Mortal Kombat games, some of those girls were pretty all right. They didn't have
They're capable fighters, but their outfits are ridiculous.
Sonya's wasn't that bad at the beginning.
It goes above and beyond in the more recent games.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
yeah, they're basically wearing nothing.
I can accept them, like some of the fighters using their sexuality as like a tactic.
Yeah,
but not all of them all the time. And
yeah.
then. In more recent games, the clothing takes damage, so of course things get really silly.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, for Christ's sake. That's just to get guys to play
and
the game.
I have to wonder, like, I don't get, like, who's into that? Like, especially with the internet now.
Teenage
and
boys.
The things that you can... Yeah, but...
12-year-old boys.
Have you been on the internet?
Wait, are we telling kids how to find porn?
No. I mean, there are people out there drawing Pokemon as anime girls, and it's...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? He got a goofy smile on his face, and then he started looking at his phone.
Bill, are you a fan of Pokemon anime girls?
No, I was going to try to find a picture that shared with us that was Sylveon as, like, a... Basically, like a Chip and Dale dancer.
Oh, wait, what? Like
yeah.
a dude?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm. 4chan.
4chan. Never been, never will.
Continue.
There's a scene in Star Wars where they describe 4chan.
No. Sarlacc.
No.
Wait. The cantina.
Episode 4.
The cantina.
Oh, God.
Yes. What does Obi-Wan Kenobi tell Luke Skywalker?
It's the most... You'll never find a more wretched wretched hive of scum or villainy.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly...
That's
essentially. Reddit is only slightly better.
So, did you guys notice a significant drop in quality of this call just now?
Yeah, you were kind of out here and there, and then it sounded like we completely lost you for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes? Oh,
I don't know. She's exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating, because, the timer is so small, I have no idea.
Okay.
It was a couple seconds.
Yeah.
It wasn't long.
Yeah.
Why, what's up?
Skype, right. You know.
Okay.
Skype.
We deal with this all the time. Freaking.
Yeah. That's why you're recording on your end.
Right. You'll just have to edit out the parts where I'm talking to myself and wondering why you guys aren't replying.
Guys, can you hear me? Are you still there?
I talked to you, my friend.
Is that wrong? Just kidding.
Oh, God, my legs.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I was just sitting with like my legs crossed under the chair, and now I'm just like... I just can't help. I have these long dancer's legs.
This is a very small
room. I'm too tall for this studio. Yeah, the furniture's been rearranged since you were here last. So
I don't know if it's better or worse.
I don't know. I think it's just the room and the kind of furniture you have in it. I think it can only get so good.
Yep.
What is that? Oh, Lord, why?
Whoa! That's creepy. That's something. We'll have to... Well, now that we all did that, yeah, people need to see it.
I'll save
it. I'm not sure if...
Don't worry.
If we dropped Mark again.
Mark, are you there?
He's very quiet. I can't hear him. Oh, God, we lost him.
We lost him. No.
Hold on. No, wait. Oh, give me a sec. Okay. Give me a sec.
It's really not that big of a deal.
Nah, it's fine. It'll just sound weird, like, when Bill goes to edit it, because, like, he'll be talking about something, and we'll be talking about something else, and it'll just not make any sense.
Do-do-do. Are you there?
It's very quiet. I can't hear, like, the...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I can tell when you're there and when you're not, because, like, I can hear just, like, that faint background noise on your end. Which is not there right now.
We could talk about female characters.
We are. That's what we were talking about. Until Bill brought up that muscular Sylveon.
Are you talking about female movie characters?
Yeah.
Ladies.
Because that's the only thing I can think of.
The only thing I really know is like female movie characters.
Yeah.
I was thinking today.
The Bride and Kill Bill.
There you go.
The Bride and Kill Bill. Yeah.
I never saw Kill Bill 2. I've only ever seen the first one.
It's really good.
I've seen it fewer times than I've seen the first Kill Bill, but it's still pretty good. The final battle with Bill is not how you think it's going to be.
Right. Mm.
I did read the Wikipedia, so I mean, I...
Okay.
I at one point knew how it ended, but I've since forgotten. I don't know.
Send it home with you today.
Oh, you guys...
We own it.
I think we might actually own Kill Bill 2 as well, but again, just when do I have time to watch movies by myself?
Well, spoilers, she kills Bill.
Yeah, it's been
Gene,
like...
Kill Bill.
I think it's been enough years that that's not going to be a surprise to really anyone.
Yeah.
There's a limit on spoilers. You guys touch on your podcast a lot, especially with the our portable past.
Oh, because we do a lot of retro, not a lot, but every episode has one retro review, so we don't care about that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We spoiled Harry Potter, the Chamber of Secrets.
Do you remember when Jeff got so mad at me because I spoiled the end of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter? But I was joking because I hadn't seen the movie yet. Because I was like, hey, spoiler, at the end of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, he dies. Which, duh, he dies. But Jeff legitimately got mad at me. And I'm like,
that's funny.
Dude, it's not even a spoiler. Like, I didn't even, that's not the ending of the movie anyway.
That's funny.
Actually, it was.
I have no idea. I never saw it.
It's fucking awful.
At the last open mic.
Did you think it was awful for real?
I read the book.
Oh. I thought the movie was hilarious.
I did too.
Mm. And I thought the action was pretty good.
Oh my God.
It was entertaining as heck.
Ugh.
But, you know, for a cheesy, you know, ridiculous movie.
Never
Add
mind.
Add that to the list. Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire.
Are you being weird, Bill?
You're such a weirdo.
It was funny at the last open mic, speaking of our portable past, I was asking Kevin and Emrys, like, yeah, you know, what are you guys recording tomorrow for, you know, your podcast? And Kevin was saying about how you guys were doing the card game, and he said that, like, Emrys is doing Harry Potter for our portable past, and Emrys is like, wait, that's for a portable that's for our portable past? I thought I was just playing that to review it. Kevin's like, no, it's an old game. It's for our portable past. He's like, oh, well, that's the only game I've played this month.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. That's basically what Kevin said. He was like, no, we've got another game we can talk about. It's fine.
Yeah.
I like having a format, but I don't like being like format whores.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've attempted to do format, and we attempt to do topics, and clearly that like never works.
Well, that's why like coming into this, like I spent my lunch break like reading about video game characters yesterday, just like, oh, I gotta prepare for this episode.
Prepare.
No, I also did some preparing myself so that I didn't sound like a total doofus.
I don't know. I just, for our podcast, it's a different type of podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we don't try to be relevant. I mean, I don't know, super relevant. We stopped doing news because we just can't keep up with, our podcast is monthly or sometimes it's bi-monthly, but we can't keep up with the news, so why do it? And we can't even keep up with the latest games a lot of the time. So we just do what we're compelled to do. But that involves, I probably spend like 10 hours a week on podcast stuff outside of recording.
Oh, jeez. So,
huh. Yeah.
We spend about 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a Facebook message on Friday. It's like, are we recording this Sunday?
Yeah.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Do you know anyone that wants to be a guest?
Kelsey was going to do it if we couldn't find anybody else.
Sweet. Cool.
Apparently she has like every Sunday off now.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We will take advantage of that.
I will take advantage of that.
Oh, hey.
Damn. Kelsey.
She had some plans to do some tabletop gaming with some coworkers, but said she would...
Sounds kinky. Just,
yeah, right? She would just go late if we needed her, but...
Sorry.
Next time.
Kelsey, I miss you.
Yeah.
I say that as if you can respond right now.
She might listen to this later. You never know.
Anyway.
So do you guys want me to send you an image so you can Photoshop it into the guacamole?
That'd be great. Yeah.
I might do that. I also might just dig up a photo of you and I from like a million years ago.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Try to find one that's comparable to the one you put on Facebook.
The one where you're holding up dresses for the Little Mermaid?
They were fins.
Oh, so woke.
All right, then.
And you're in the background with your Simpsons t-shirt and your IUP sweatpants.
Yeah. I didn't even know what that was.
Nope. Did you ever find a picture of yourself playing Game Boy?
No. I thought I had one, but it turned out to be Kyle Brocious.
Because, yeah, I was thinking of a picture. It probably would have been from, like, your, 13th birthday party where somebody was playing a Game Boy. And I remember Kyle being in the picture because he had, the big, thick glasses at that point in time still.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's what the picture looks like. He looks like an older woman. Yep.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay. Because I went through, all the photo albums I have at the house, and I couldn't find any of you playing Game Boy either. And I have, all of my dad's pictures.
I have a ton of old pictures of us that I could upload, that I need to upload, actually.
Oh, just God.
Because, you've asked for some, and our cousins have asked for some.
Oh, God. The internet doesn't need to see that.
Yes, whatever. It does.
We Shut get up, to show Lauren. Our humble
I need
beginnings.
To watch. I need to see
my
that.
Cousins oh, post God. Old pictures of me, so... You better do it.
Yeah, my cousins will post
pictures
of Aislinn
when she was a kid.
No, it's fine. You don't really need to. My mom cut my hair. That's all I'm going to say.
So did my mom. My mom gave me a perm.
Yeah.
Now you know everything.
Hair, but I don't know if you remember, you hated having your hair brushed. So
yeah,
that multiplied things exponentially.
Yeah, and mom insisted I had long hair. So, I mean, that was kind of her fault.
Really, you should have just had a buzz cut for your first 12 years.
Oh, God, seriously. I'm going through the same thing with Morgan right now. She absolutely hates having her hair brushed, and she hates having it cut, too.
Yeah.
But I got to keep it cut, or else it gets, long and knotty, because she's got, fine, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yup. Is she done wearing the hat now? I know she was going through that phase for a while where she was wearing the Adventure Time hat.
Oh, that comes and goes.
Yeah.
She'll forget about it, and then she'll find it and wear it for, a week straight. And I'm just like, oh, I just want to cut these mats out of your hair. I had something. Yeah, I don't remember. I found like your last report card from seventh grade, which I'm sure.
How'd I do?
Fairly well. I think the you had like one C. I forget what it was in. I think it was
seventh grade.
It might have been like math.
Seventh grade, man. That where I got my first F.
Cool.
And you know how mom and dad were.
Yeah.
Like.
Because we were supposed to be the smart kids.
Right. Say goodbye to my Super Nintendo. I mean.
Oh, my God. I got so many bad grades.
There weren't any Fs on the report card. I think the lowest you had was like a 79 on the actual report card.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it might have been in like tech ed, too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That Mr. Jarrett.
You know, I didn't care about grades at all. I mean, I cared because I didn't want dad to punch me in the neck. But I didn't really care about grades all that much until, like, senior year.
When it's like, oh, crap, I should take this seriously so I can leave.
Well, it's senior year was almost like an intro to college because for me, it was one of the first years I got to choose all my own classes and only had to take what I wanted to take because I had all of my essential stuff pretty much out of the way.
Yeah.
So I got to take stuff that I wanted to take, and I got probably the best grades of my entire junior high and high school career in my senior year. And then when I went to college, man, it was just awesome because I was actually doing what I wanted to do rather than what they were, you know, shoving down my throat. And
yeah,
I graduated with highest honors. So
was your first run at college in California?
Yeah, it was because I applied in Pennsylvania. And then at the last minute, I chickened out. And it's like, screw it, I'm going to be a musician. And did that for the next 6 years till I decided that, you know, if I ever want to have kids or anything like that, like I was going to need to do something a little bit more to support myself.
Yeah, I feel you. I was going to go to Lycoming College like right after I graduated beauty school. But like at the last minute, I was like, nope, not going.
You went to art school in Philly for a while, right? Like, that was pretty much right after high school, wasn't it?
Yep. That was right after the summer of my senior year. That was a joke, is what that was.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that right now. That's a whole nother podcast.
It's a whole nother life.
Right. And then there was beauty school. And then, yeah, I got accepted into Lycoming, and I never went because I also chickened out.
Yeah, but you saved yourself so much money.
Oh my God, right? And now maybe once Morgan goes to kindergarten, I can look into going back to school for something that I like actually want to do. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, now that I'm, you know, I'm knocking on 30's door.
I busted down that door and now I'm sitting on the other side of the house. Staring longingly back at it.
Wish I wouldn't have broken that door.
Yeah.
I'm never turning 30. Whatever, your 30s are your best years.
Did I always have to start circles?
Aw. That's just from having a kid, man.
It might be. I don't know.
That shit wears you out.
I hear it does. Yeah.
He's, you know what? Edgar sleeps like 10 to 12 hours a night solid.
Yeah.
Unless he's teething or he's sick.
Ugh.
But other than that, you know, he goes down at like 7. And then we have from 7 to like 11 for Natalie and I to hang out. And then he doesn't get up till 7. So we get like pretty much full 7-8 hours sleep. So we're lucky right now. I don't know. Yeah. Things can change.
Yeah. No, Morgan's been sleeping through the night. But that doesn't mean that during the day she's not just exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. I love her. I do. I love my child. Oh, sure. But
when my coworker said they make kids so cute, so you won't kill them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Oh, God.
But I think we've kind of gotten off topic here, and Bill might have to like cut off the end of this because we're just having a personal conversation now, and Ashley and Lauren are just kind of like, whatever.
So we're not. This is really interesting, actually.
The world is learning so much.
We're learning about Aislinn, and we're just like, ooh, yeah. Oh,
yes, tell me more.
Oh, you get some insight into the
ooh, what is the most the most embarrassing thing that Aislinn did growing up? She's gonna kill me.
I will. I will end Skype right now and you will never know.
There are things I could say that I won't.
That's appreciated.
But you know what? It's weird to say, but like a lot of our childhood I don't remember.
Right.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's just because, like...
You're oppressing it?
My diet sucks, and, like, I'm just destroying my brain. Or, like, yeah, who knows? Maybe I'm repressing stuff, or maybe just, like... I don't know. But... I don't know. I remember she used to be on the phone for, like, all day with her friend Noelle. Calls could get in or out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would play Ace of Base songs to each other.
Hey, this one was the 90s. Ace of Base was very popular, and I was sucked into pop culture.
You were whatever. You were eight. Who cares? You know, we all did. We all were sucked into it. I was eating freaking... When I was 8 years old, I was eating Ninja Turtle cereal that I hated because it was marketed to me, and I'm like, this cereal
Ninja Turtle cereal.
Mm-hmm. But commercials!
Oh, God. I was talking to Jeff today. I just remembered something from, like, second grade. There was this kid in my class. Excuse me. One day, we were playing with, action figures during an indoor recess, and one of them was the, who was, like, the sumo wrestler guy from the Ninja Turtles? He came with, like, the stick-on tattoos.
I don't remember his name, but I can picture him.
You definitely had him, and I remember him. And this kid in my class, Corey, like, had him and was playing with him and was saying, like, he was this, like, professional wrestler. And I'm like, no, that's blah, blah, blah from the Ninja Turtles. He's like, no, it's not. It's blah, blah, blah from WWF. And I was like, no,
you thought it was
you're
Yokozuna.
Wrong. Yes, he did. And I was like, no, I have that toy at home. You're wrong. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I had lots of Ninja Turtles, actually. Well, not a lot. Not as many as you did, but
yeah,
I had a handful. I had my own case with some turtles in it, and I think I had a Splinter.
Sweet.
I wish I had those now.
I saw some, they did like throwback
Figures
recently. I saw them at like Target or something, and I'm like, this is the exact same toy in the exact same box from when I was eight. And I'm like, but I don't remember them being $12.
Yeah. Well, then again, we didn't pay for them, so.
Sure.
Did they have the turtle points on the back?
I don't know. Good question. Man.
Like freaking Kool-Aid points that don't exist anymore?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have like 300 Kool-Aid points at home, just hoping that Kool-Aid...
They're going to bring them back.
Yes.
I know. We used to have so many, too.
Do you have green stamp books, too?
No.
My mom had shitloads of those.
Oh God, for the ours.
I loved that story.
I always used to love to like lick them and then stick them in the book.
Oh yeah,
I was like, Mom, let me do it.
Oh yeah, we did used to have those.
Oh man,
they were fun.
Jeff's mom still has an acoustic guitar that she got with her green stamps.
I bet it has an amazing tone.
Oh, it's great, and it's not like super tiny at all.
It's a cardboard ukulele.
That almost went all over your laptop.
For the love of God, don't.
Right? This is way nicer than my laptop. Because you have a MacBook Pro, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, I just have a MacBook. Because I'm not a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
This was a present from Mike Bennett.
Because his family is of Disney royalty.
Vine's Mike Bennett?
Yeah. Oh, so you know him?
Yes, we know Mike Bennett from Vine.
Yeah, we knew him before he was famous.
He's another one. He's just like Emrys. I've never met him, and so I feel bad for kind of making fun of him. Not making fun of him, but making light of... I don't know.
It's fine.
Digging myself in a hole.
I don't
just kind of perpetuating the stereotype that is Mike Bennett.
Right, right. The elusive. He's rarer than the muscular gay Sylveon that Bill just sent me on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Having fun, Bill.
You're welcome. Enjoy that. Maybe that should be the cover of this episode. Yep.
Put my head on that thing's body.
With the table of food underneath it, it's perfect. I'll get Jeff to do it in Photoshop. He'll love it.
Oh my god.
Okay. I know for sure I can't get Bill to make that noise again. So I should get back to my Super Bowl party that I'm hosting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so before you go, is there anything you want to plug or promote or
I just want all your listeners to listen to my podcast. So we can achieve those kinds of numbers. But
all
no,
right.
But sincerely, like it's so awesome that you guys have like that degree of success, because it is success.
Yeah.
We do thank our fans. Yeah.
It's really cool. I mean, we're not all in this for the numbers.
No.
Otherwise I would have slipped my wrist 6 months ago, but
we just started this to sit around, an excuse to sit around with each other and get drunk and talk a couple times a month.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if any of you are into video games, specifically on the mobile platforms such as 3DS, iPhone, or Android, check out Portable Power Podcast via the Popular Outcast Network.
Love yeah, it. Do it.
And you know what else is on the Popular Outcast Network? A purple Amazon banner.
Oh, yeah, we should probably do that.
And you can buy your portable games via that purple Amazon banner.
Yep.
You can. Click it.
It's true.
Clear your cookies.
Just do it.
Or go into incognito mode, a.k.a. porn mode.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or open a new browser. If you're using Chrome, open up Firefox or, you know, whatever. Just don't use Internet Explorer because,
God,
don't be that guy.
What is it? 1986? Come on.
Right? Netscape Navigator.
Get your shit together. All right. We should let you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mark, cool. It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
And hopefully...
Yeah.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
At the bonfire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did meet you.
Cool.
Yeah,
I did.
But hopefully, Jordan. You know, it
I've
won't
pet
be.
Your dog.
That, he
oh, yeah, you were here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, it won't be another, like, month until we talk again. But,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, we have lives. It's understandable.
That's, yeah, I'm just lazy, too, so there's that.
Yeah, I feel you.
Got it.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot for having me on. This has been fun.
Thanks for being
and,
a guest.
And we will not see all you people next week, but you'll hear us next week. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, he actually hung up.
Yep.